What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. I was watching a video a while ago. Oh, and I forgot to say it. TruckDriverBooks.com. TruckDriverBooks.com. If you're new to the industry, check out TruckDriverBooks.com. Now, back down to business. We're going to talk about having your own authority. I don't have my own authority, but occasionally I get people asking me because there are YouTubers who make videos saying that there's no point in getting your own authority. The guys who say there's no point in owning a truck. The guys who say lease purchase programs are junk. The guys who say that a lot of different things. Here's my little opinion on it. Yeah, everybody's wrong and everybody's right. Okay? Why? Because everybody's wrong because no one knows what your success in life is going to be. I don't know if you're going to live to see a fucking million years old or fucking die tomorrow. So me trying to guarantee what's going to happen in your life is just a fucking theory. Two, in trucking, a lot of people feel like, you know, Swift has been around forever. Swift hasn't. A lot of these companies were built when I was a kid or, you know, 50, 60 years ago. That seems insane. But no, back then there were companies that were staples, companies people never thought would fall, companies people thought that would, you know, did that, you know, were the end all be all. And if they went away, trucking was done. And guess what? They went away and Swift and Warner, all them came on the scene. If you ever look up Swift and Warner, a lot of these companies, they started at the same time. And these owners are still alive, by the way. You know, C.L. Warner is still alive, right? Right? A lot of these, the founders of Swift, still alive. These guys are not, you know, these aren't even 300 euro, these aren't 200, 300 euro companies that no one can beat. So, no, man, you can beat these companies. You can build your own company. You can get your own authority. Now, here's an observation. The one thing I've noticed is that if you watch YouTube, a lot of the naysayers are guys who never do shit. They talk about owning a truck and they never do. They talk about leasing a truck and they never do. They talk about building a business and they never do. They got all these dreams and aspirations, but they sit on their ass or they want it to be easy, right? At the same time, you get guys out here doing it and they get more hate than a little bit. And it's just ridiculous the way the human mind works. I don't care whether it's black or white, is that to down and disgrace people for trying to be different, for trying to do something great. And I don't know why our minds work that way. I don't know why we got to be the crabs in the bucket, but we seem to always do it. So you can't pay attention to that, though, man. If you got that dream, if you want to build that business, if you want to be the next Swift, ain't no shame in that. Now, the observation I got to get back to is that most of the people who really build these businesses, they're not people bullshitting, all right? They're not sitting around playing any games and fucking around. They're really getting on that road. They're really running hard. They're really learning how to sell themselves and sell their business. My suggestion to you, man, if you out there and you got that dream, just do it. You know, take some sales classes. Talk to some guys with their own authority who are actually using their own authority. Now, that's another thing. A lot of these guys who stand around talking about you can't build a company and it's over, a lot of these guys are sitting on their ass and they're not using their own authority. They have the ability to call a shipper and negotiate directly with the shipper, and a lot of them never do it. They call brokers and, you know, basically use a lot of load boards. Nothing wrong with that, but that's not really using your authority. If you really say, I'm here to found and create a company, then you need to use your goddamn authority like that. You need to be building a company, building credit, building, you know, finding that bank so you can buy those trucks with. And you got to do that sheer fear free, right? You can't sit there and say, my dream is to own 80 trucks and you're too petrified to buy one. That's not going to build success for you. So my suggestion to anybody who wants to do it, just do it. And all the naysayers and all the guys who say Swift is the end all be all or Warner or whatever, and then nobody can build a company after these guys, eat a dick. Right? Don't let other people's depression stop you. That's not necessarily my dream, but if it's your dream, go for it. I get sick of watching so many young guys who have no responsibilities, who have no kids, and they're like damn near depressed because they act like if I start a business tomorrow, I'm gonna die. You know. So anyway, I hope that motivates somebody to do their thing and not pay attention to all these naysayer guys. Just because that asshole doesn't have the balls to achieve his dream doesn't mean you don't have the balls to achieve yours. Anyway, TruckDriver101.com.